Hello, I'm Aaron Montes. This is KTEP News. The United Farm Workers Union canceled several events throughout the country, set to honor Cesar Chavez on March 31st amid accusations the late union leader abused girls for years. Activist and United Farm Workers co-leader Dolores Huerta issued a statement on social media reinforcing sex abuse allegations against labor icon Cesar Chavez. TPR's Corey Cook has the details.
A New York Times article released Wednesday reveals intimate details of an extensive investigation of abuse by Chavez with multiple women and minors. In her statement, 96-year-old Huerta said she kept her abuse a secret to avoid hurting the farm worker movement. Huerta established the organization with Chavez in 1962. Huerta had two children from her encounters with Chavez and arranged for them to be raised by other families. She's now directing those impacted by sexual assault to her foundation's website for assistance. On her Instagram post, Huerta wrote that we must continue to engage and support our community, which needs advocacy and activism now more than ever. I'm Corey Cook in San Antonio.
In wake of the story from the New York Times, organizations, many online, have spoken up in support of Huerta and the victims interviewed by the newspaper. Congresswoman Veronica Escobar shared a statement from the Congressional Hispanic Caucus, which she is a part of, that states it is behind the survivors and condemned the, quote, abhorrent actions in the strongest possible terms. The city of El Paso also announced what is typically observed as Cesar Chavez Day will now be Community and Labor Heritage Day. In an announcement, the city emphasized the importance of recognizing the lives of people whose, quote, labor, sacrifices, and lived experiences are too often overlooked. And amid Women's History Month, honor the dignity, safety, and rights of women, and listen to experiences that, quote, may have too often gone unheard. In other news, one person is dead and another injured after a shooting at Holloman Air Force Base, according to military officials. Holloman was placed on lockdown Tuesday evening following reports of an active shooter on the scene. In a statement, the base said the person killed was a civilian and a veteran who had previously been stationed at Holloman. The injured is an active duty service member and assigned at Holloman. The shooting is under investigation, but military officials say the incident was an isolated one and domestic in nature. The individuals involved were not married, and there are no threats to the base. The base has not shared the names of the victims or shared details of an arrest. It is unclear where the shooting happened, but the shopette on base is still closed until further notice. And Democratic congressional nominee for the 23rd Congressional District, Katie Padilla Stout, said she doesn't want the election to become a referendum on gun rights. But in an appearance on TPR's The Source, she acknowledged it could become one. The district stretches from San Antonio to east and northeast El Paso. Texas Public Radio's David Martin Davies reports.
Padilla Stout said she'd rather be talking about affordability and data centers, but gun rights are becoming a major question in the campaign. That's because her Republican opponent, Brandon Herrera, is a fierce activist for expanding access to firearms and is making that his central issue.
He wants more freedoms for guns than the NRA. That includes domestic violence felons who have been convicted. He thinks that they should be able to get any kind of gun they want.
Herrera posted on social media in 2022, "I think felons, especially nonviolent, should have their gun rights restored upon end of sentence." Padilla Stout said the race between her and Herrera is tightening. Still, the district is rated by the Cook Political Report as likely Republican. I'm David Martin Davies in San Antonio.
Herrera had been scheduled to appear on The Source on Monday, but canceled. Texas Public Radio issued an open invitation for him to return and take listener calls. And Chief Justice John Roberts visited Rice University to speak about his experiences in more than 20 years on the U.S. Supreme Court and on the state of the judicial branch. Houston Public Media's Andrew Schneider reports, Roberts criticized the notion that Supreme Court justices carry out the agendas of the presidents who appoint them.
Roberts responded to a question by federal Judge Lee Rosenthal, who moderated the discussion, on what are some of the most serious misconceptions about the Supreme Court today. He said the idea that justices carry forward the views of the people who appointed them is ridiculous.
President George W. Bush appointed me 20 years ago. The idea that I'm carrying out his agenda somehow is absurd. The issues here now, today, nobody would have thought those were going to be a big deal 20 years ago.
Roberts said that American history is full of examples of presidents appointing justices and being surprised at how they turned out on the bench from both ends of the political spectrum. Roberts previously came to Rice 13 years ago as part of the university's centennial celebration. I'm Andrew Schneider in Houston.
And finally, El Paso Congresswoman Veronica Escobar joined 69 members of Congress calling on FIFA to lower ticket prices for this year's World Cup. Escobar said high demand for tickets should not be a, quote, green light for price gouging. Between June and July, 16 matches of the World Cup will be played in Texas. The cities of Dallas and Houston will host games including Argentina, England, Germany, Japan, Portugal, among others. Support news, music, and information because public radio matters. Thank you for listening. For KTEP News, I'm Aaron Montes.